This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Despite a bullish WASD report, market expectations should be tempered. We'll have more right after this.
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias live.
The minute you get into a brand new relationship, like magic, you know who really notices just how happy you are, guys? Other women, not your woman. Look how happy he is. I bet I can change that.
August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets.
It seems like we only get one or two friendly USD reports to talk about every year, and the July WASD report was one of them. However, it's not as bullish as it might initially seem, so expectations for the long term need to be tempered. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the core numbers were particularly surprising.
Old crop feed and residual was increased by 75 million bushels. Exports, which we've talked about in the past that we've met the USDA's goal, were also increased by 75 million bushels. So with the slight increase to imports, the old crop ending stocks actually improved by 145 million bushels to 1.877 billion. Take that, move that to 145 over to your beginning stocks for the new crop, and offset it with a production bump because of the increase to acres. And you see total supply go up by 95 million bushels on the new crop.
While this report isn't necessarily bullish in the bigger picture, McBride said the friendliness of the report kept things from getting too burdensome in the grain markets.
Once again, feed and residual increased by 75 million bushels. Exports increased by 25 million bushels. Total usage goes up by 100 million bushels. That offsets and lowers our new crop ending stocks to 2.097. So you're talking about 2.1 billion in carryout when the average guess on this report was 2.3. So this comes out as a friendly report and is going to get everybody excited. It doesn't necessarily change the big picture, but it does help to keep us from going the other way and making this thing even more burdensome.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.